Hi, this is Jordan from UNABC. You are listening to the Twist and Shout Hour.
Thanks, Jordan. That was Jordan from University of Nottingham Amateur Boxing Club, who's last year's president. Obviously, I fought him because, you know, I'm up for a fight.
Yeah, you have to fight the best. Yeah, that's the rule.
I don't work my way up. I go straight to the top.
Yep.
I'm like taking on the Elite Four without winning any of the badges. So I took on Luke, who's the new president of the University of Nottingham Amateur Boxing Club. And we're actually going to go into our first of three mini featurettes, in which there's various content, whatever, from when we went down there. And here's a pre-match interview with myself just before I stepped into the ring.
So, James, you're back at the sports hall for a boxing match. You were last here a year ago. It's been a year out where you've been focusing on many other projects. How are you feeling about the game?
It's a tricky one, obviously. He's a lot taller than my competitor last year. But I fancy my chances. I think I've grown a lot in the last year, gained a lot of experience. You know, outside, I've grown mentally more than physically.
You're obviously heavily hinting at your experience at the University of Life, like many middle-aged taxi drivers claim to have been from on their Facebook page. What sort of mental experiences do you think will give you the upper hand in this match?
Well, obviously, Quidditch last summer will really hold me in good stead for this. I think holding a stick between my legs and throwing balls is definitely a transferable skill to punching people.
What kind of boxing style would you describe yourself as?
You know, they say fight or flight. I'm more of a flight, I think. A lot of dodging. I think the dodgeball from a couple of weeks ago, again, will put me in good stead for this as I run away.
Okay, thanks very much.
So, yeah, that was my pre-fight interview. What do you make of that, Harry?
I think you sound pretty confident, James. You know, I think you've grown mentally.
Doctors disagree.
Psychologists as well. I think you sound pretty optimistic. Yeah,
I was. So you don't know the results of this, obviously.
No, I don't actually.
Do you fancy my chances then?
Yeah. I mean, do you have any special moves to do?
I do actually. I have one, Harry. It's called the windmill.
The windmill.
It's a new boxing technique I've developed, in which your arms, they move like a windmill. Like, imagine playing mini golf, and it's a particularly cliche mini golf course, and there's a windmill there that you're trying to get your ball through. Imagine that, but arms. That's what I go for with this.
Well,
boxing.
You know, they can't tell where the next punch is going to come from. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's good.
It's unstoppable, if I do say so myself. Hi, the Tiger by Survivor there. Now we're joined in the studio by James Goodison. How's it going, mate?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. How about you?
I'm very good. Now, you were at the boxing event.
I was, yes. That famous Eye of the Tiger theme takes me back to it.
Yeah, obviously, because it's played on loop in the boxing gym all the time.
Yeah, it was quite strange,
It's
actually
the only song they know. It's weird.
I know, very odd.
Yeah. Well, they haven't got a wide selection of songs, as we were discussing just before. You know, there's basically two.
Yeah, it's a shame, because the Rocky theme CD was broken. So it was just Eye of the Tiger.
Being a DJ in a boxing gym would be an easy job, yeah.
Now, Goodison, you were at the match before the fight. What did you think of my chances then?
None. Like, there was no opportunity to win.
Nilpois.
So you didn't think I could pull out the bag or be a secret good boxer?
No.
So you didn't think you were going to witness history?
I didn't think I was going to witness anything apart from you getting beaten up.
What did we call it last year?
It was Uproar in NG4.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I remember actually spending a good half hour trying to think of a name, because it's always Rumble in the Jungle, you know, Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
Should we just play the clip?
Yeah, let's play the clip.
Here's how I got on when I took on Luke Cameron of University of Nottingham's Amateur Boxing Club.
So I'm joined here with my co-commentator, Joe Archer. Thoughts on the tactics?
I think he's going to be doing a lot of moving around, especially away from his opponent. But what I'm seeing at the moment doesn't actually show any strategy whatsoever.
So we have three rounds with 2 minutes per round. Perkins has started terribly. He's got hit in the face a couple of times.
Is blood going to be seen? That's my question.
As I said, we know nothing about boxing, so I can't really give you any tactical terms. They're basically punching each other, or trying to. Well, Perkins just did a feint and another feint, and then got punched. He's retreated. There's lots of skipping going on in the background for the cardio part of this game. Perkins obviously does no cardio.
He's used to boxing, not boxing.
Boxing, not boxing. Oh, he took one there right on the side of the head. Oh, amazing duck there as Perkins haymakered him. It would be something you would see in Ocean with the Ooh. Bouncers. Joe, you're our tactics man. What do you think of the game so far?
He's doing a lot of avoiding. He's staying far away from his opponent. And, he took something on the chin there.
Oh, God. Oh, I think Perkins is facing up pretty well, isn't he? He's doing a good job.
I'd argue that Luke's toying with him.
He's very light on his feet, like a Russian ballerina.
Yeah, exactly like a Russian ballerina. Perfect analogy. Perkins just tried to... Perkins, like, clasped his hands together just then. Tried to throw both of his hands in, like, a double punch. which didn't...
We've not seen those tactics for a long time.
No, no, not never in my five-minute career as a boxing commentator.
Oh,
and Perkins is going for the head.
Rapid fire.
Right in the corner. There. Rapid fire, yeah. Oh,
Machine Gun Perkins, they call it. God, look at that.
Machine Gun Perkins, that's perfect.
He's fast.
And that's the end of the first round. Just have a quick interview with Perkins here. Perkins, what the hell was that double punch thing we just saw?
Yeah, I don't know. I was mixing things up, I suppose.
You're a bit tired. Do you think that your cardio is something that should be worked on?
It didn't help that I had to run for the bus. I feel like I expended a lot of energy early on. Yeah, this is exhausting. It's one round in. Well, I'm not knocked out yet, so that's all right.
You're not doing too badly, are you? Certainly a turn up for the books.
I've no idea how many points I've got, actually. But I'll ask. What's the score? 10-9 to me, apparently. I feel that might have been made up, but I'll take it.
All right, well, best of luck for the second round. They're both grinning at each other. But we know this is the biggest fight since that one from the other day. Yeah. I don't really watch boxing, but there was apparently a big fight. Perkins is just swinging and missing.
He's just flailing around and nothing's hitting. It's not great.
He's got a sly grin on his face. Oh, yeah, he knows he's winning on points.
Ooh.
He's taking a lot Perkins of hits Perkins has taken a lot of hits there.
He seems to have taken it well.
Ooh. There's a bit of a tussle here. Perkins has got his opponent in a headlock. He just punched his own glove. They're standing off each other now.
It's going quiet.
The whole of this sports hall is poised watching this match.
All 10 people.
All 10.
Probably 9. Actually.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's the end of the second round. Perkins, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling alright. Luke, are you okay? You've got a bit of blood in between your front teeth. Well, I'm going to take that as a positive for me.
You're sounding even more breathless than before.
Yeah, well, that's because more time has passed, Goodison.
I know, but that's a leading question from a commentator.
Well, twice as much time has passed, Goodison. Yeah, this is exhausting, but I think I'm doing alright. What was the score on that one, Luke?
I think the draw was in the final round.
Okay, that does make it interesting. That's how I would have done the scores.
So we're getting ready for the third and final round here. I'm disappointed no one's made use of the ropes in the same way that they do in WWE.
Oh,
Perkins has started the round strong. He's absolutely battering him, but Luke's defence holds. Perkins has got him in the corner now, and he's going for it. Oh, and he's taking a shot back. Oh, he's taking a hit to the solar plexus there. Perkins is giving it his all. Perkins is swinging here. With Perkins' technique, the way he swings his arm around his body, it's kind of like watching the sunrise. You have that much time. You could probably make a three-course meal and Christmas dinner and call your gnan before the punch would land. Oh, Perkins is going for it. Oh, just an amazing energy. Duck. Oh. Yeah, that's probably Luke's biggest strength, his ability to duck.
He's
Perkins
pounding.
Is getting knackered here.
Pounding.
He's just had to... and he's just gone into the corner. A jab to the face. Perkins is... loses.
Red. His eyes are red.
Perkins is more angry than when an After Dark show gets put into auto, but he's tiring here. He knows that he can't change the situation. He's down. Fantastic. It's certainly been an interesting 6 minutes here. But from all of us at URN, stay safe.
Stay safe indeed. Now, Goodison, what did you make of my technique there?
Terrible, mate.
Terrible.
Yeah, okay. Like I can't even put into words the double punch. It was like...
It sounds ridiculous.
It wasn't like you punched right at the same time like Superman. It was literally like you clasped your gloves together, paused for a second, pulled your arms back
like
into your chest,
kind of,
and then sprang forward like you were doing a dive.
I can confirm, since this was on film, Goodison is exaggerating, because I couldn't actually find the double punch. I had to go through it quite a lot and match up it with the commentary.
Did you actually?
I had to match it up with the commentary to find this double punch, because I don't
it
remember
was
doing
so
it.
Weird.
I will show you it. It's a bit suspect, if I'm honest. You can still buy tickets on the door for this boxing show, which is on Saturday the 5th of December, 7 p.m. You'd still buy tickets to the box office as well, SU box office, or you can buy on the door. Looks set to be a really good event. I think it won some sort of SU award for event of the year last year. It was really well put together, and it looks set to be really good. So be sure to get down to that. You can find the event on Facebook, or we'll post a link on the Twist and Shout out on URN later on today.